Blog Talk Radio.
I heard him say, you brought me from a mighty long way. And now today, I can testify that I believe it. On my way, I realize he's the one who kept me. When the storms of life arise, sleepless nights and desperate cries, he has captured every tear, assuring me he hears every prayer. Waiting on the answer, only to discover he is near and he hears
Hallelujah. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. This is Apostle Cook, and it truly blesses my soul to welcome you to another edition of Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, May the 30th, 2022. We hope that you are all having a beautiful and blessed Memorial Day, but we are so glad that you have joined us in the war room tonight for prayer. Tonight we will be praying for the world. But before we begin that, hallelujah, before you hear the prayers from our anointed servant leaders, we are going to have a word of prayer. But let me introduce you to our intercessors of this evening. We have with us on tonight Minister Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Pastor Vanessa Carver. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, we just come now before your throne of grace, just asking you to bless us as we lift up our brothers and sisters all around the world. Father God, just allow us to stand in the gap, and we just pray that your Holy Spirit would come in and intercede for us. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that every listener, Lord, will be blessed, that they will hear something that will encourage them, that will cause their doubt to subside, that will give them their, restore their joy, and hallelujah, renew their hope and peace. Lord, we just pray for the lost tonight. We pray if anyone is listening in our chat rooms via Skype on their computers that don't know you and the pardon of their sin, Lord, we pray that tonight would be the night that they would make you their Lord and their Savior. It is in your wonderful Son, Jesus' name, we do pray it all. Amen and amen. Saints of God, it is so important that the people of God pray. Now, we all know 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 really well. We've heard it a lot over the last 2 years. But are we truly praying as we ought? I mean, when we look at the news and we can see 11 mass shootings in 1 week with 16 to 17 people dead and 61 injured, when children cannot even attend their own graduation parties without someone coming in and opening fire on the crowd, when children, babies, are being slaughtered for no other reason than someone didn't get the right mental health medication, are we really praying as we ought? Well, here at Spirit Alive, we believe in the power of prayer. We believe that prayer changes things.
Yeah.
And when we pray, we truly do expect God to move. Why? Because we trust him and we believe him when he tells us whatever he tells us in his holy word. So tonight the servant leaders have gathered together because we know that we must pray, as Apostle Zeta Flowers said earlier, we should be praying without ceasing. Every servant leader around the globe should be admonishing their flock to pray more, to pray often, to pray fervently, and to pray for not just themselves, but to pray for the world. And that's what we're here to do on tonight. So I am going to ask Minister Tina Brown to start us off in our prayers for the world tonight, as the Holy Spirit sees fit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this evening, thanking you and worshiping you and giving you all the praise and the glory for our time together today to be able to pray for your children, no matter how old they are, near or far, around the globe, Heavenly Father. Our world needs healing, Heavenly Father. Our world needs to learn more of you, Heavenly Father. So many things are happening around us that are out of our control. And now we are here to pray to, because we believe that you do move things, and you move mountains, and you part seas. And we just ask that you touch right now, touch the people right now who are suffering, who feel alone, who feel lost, who may have reached out to a medical person and may have gotten prescribed the wrong medication. Maybe they don't know how to take their medication right. Maybe they're just really in a world of hurt and they don't know what to do with their pain. I pray for these people to get the right help, Heavenly Father, so that they don't harm other people.
Yes.
We pray for these people who are just so lost, and they want to kill themselves because they don't know you, Lord. They don't know that are the ultimate healer, Lord. Mm-hmm. You are the one that can save us from ourselves. You are the one who blesses us with your blessings each and every day. I ask that you remove the masks of these people. Open up their shades so that their life isn't dark again. Direct them to a place where they can find glory and grace in you, Heavenly Father. Direct them to a place where they'll feel safe, where they feel that they can talk about their depression and what it is that's holding them hostage inside themselves, Heavenly Father. We pray that you guide them to those places where they need to go so that they don't harm other people with their mental illness, Heavenly Father. We know that it's a disease, Heavenly Father. We know that it's a man-made disease because man has made it worse than what it could be, Heavenly Father, because they don't have you in their lives. We just pray right now that you guide them. You touch them, Lord. Touch them. Let them know you're there. You're not far.
Yes,
you're only
Lord,
a prayer away.
Yes. Touch them
in
a mighty way.
Yes. We just pray that these people feel uplifted and they don't feel alone. And whatever it is that's inside them, it's making them have these thoughts that are not of you, Heavenly Father. Remove those thoughts. Remove those thoughts right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
remove the thoughts that are not of you, Heavenly Father, for people to be able to know that what they're thinking is not of you, Lord. And we pray that they just remove those thoughts right now. Take them from them.
Yes.
Whatever it is evil in their body, remove it right now, Heavenly Father. Remove it so that they will find peace with whatever it is that they're suffering from, Heavenly Father. We just thank you so much for what you do provide for us, Lord, for mental illness. We pray for those that are getting healed through you, Heavenly Father. And we just want people to know that there is help there for them, Heavenly Father. We just thank you so much for your grace, and we give you all the honor and the glory for your mercy that you give us each and every day. And I say these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Mother Mitchell. Mother
Amen.
Mitchell, come on in the room.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Most High. We just come
Jesus.
To your throne of grace first saying thank you. Thank you. Because we can't ever thank you enough. Lord, we know you sit high. And you look low, because we're low. We're down here, Lord, and you're so high above us. But you see everything that goes on. And you will make the crooked, you say in your word, you will make the pathways, the crooked places straight. And, oh, Lord, I'm just praying that you will start even before you crack the sky and come down from heaven again for your church, Lord. Just make the crooked places straight, Lord, because so many people are suffering and they don't know what to do, and they're afraid, and they're trying to eat their pain away. They're trying to drink their pains away. They're trying to do everything, Father God, except come and drop on their knees. And Apostle used to say, stop, drop, and go to God, because that's Jesus. All you can do. That's all we have to do. It's not about
yes.
that being the last thing that mm. we should do.
Okay.
It's the first thing we should do is come to you, Father God, mm. and say, help me, Jesus. I don't want to be afraid because somebody halfway around the world does something stupid. I don't
mm-hmm.
want to be afraid because somebody might walk into the Walmart I shop at and shoot it up.
Jesus.
Lord, I don't want
Jesus.
To be afraid to leave my home. I don't want
mm.
to be afraid of things, Lord, that I have no control over. So help me, Father God, to just put you
yes.
in charge. And as
yes.
I've been taught over the years in several churches, you
my Lord.
Keep driving, and I'll just sit back
yes.
and relax.
Yes,
take
Lord.
Over, Lord.
Yes.
And don't knock on my
yes.
door. Knock it down and come on in and take care
Lord
of me
Jesus.
And say, what can I do for you, my daughter? I'm to look after
Lord,
spirit
move, God.
Spirit
move. Really
I don't want you to feel lost anymore. I don't want you to feel less anymore. I want you
Lord.
To feel me. I want you to feel
Jesus.
The Jesus that I put inside of you. And I want you to
Jesus.
Come and do my will and work in my vineyard for me. And
yes.
I just say, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
all
give
right.
you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord, because we thank
yes,
you, because
yes,
you're the only
yes.
name I know
thank you,
that we can call
thank
upon.
You, Jesus.
And
touch
somebody
us,
will come and say,
touch
here
us.
I am. I will help
mm.
you. Don't have to look any further.
Mm.
I'm right here with
yes.
you. And I thank,
thank
you, Jesus. I thank you, Father
mm.
God, the Creator.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You went to the
yes.
cross of Jesus that you came down as our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
We thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
we
you
thank
the
you.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To guide us and lead us and give us instructions
yes,
sometimes. Because sometimes when he sees a thorn arise, he'll come and say, daughter, you sure that's what you want to do?
Mm.
He never pushes you or beats you up. He just comes in that way that Jesus always comes, quietly.
Yes.
And he talks to you. And he says, I would think about that because he's done it for me. Because I haven't
Jesus.
Always been where I am now.
Thank
but
you.
I
thank
you,
Jesus,
Jesus because right. you have looked after me. Come and
thank
see about
Jesus.
Me. See
thank
about
you,
my
Jesus.
Children
my
because
Lord.
I'm constantly and not stop for them, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
So we just come thanking you for everything you do for this world, Lord, for us as individuals,
yes.
Lord. For us
yes.
as groups and community groups in our church
yes,
settings,
Lord.
We thank
yes.
you because
thank
you,
Jesus. Thank
we
you. Thank you, Lord.
We're
yes.
hanging on to
you. Thank
you,
Lord.
If we're holding on to your unchanging hand because it never
you,
changes.
Jesus.
It's always the same. And
thank you, Lord, for being
there.
That's
going on.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I just
yes.
give you thanks, honor, and praise, Lord, for
yes.
all in your Son. Jesus,
all right
yes.
now.
I do pray it all.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Pastor Vanessa.
Yes.
Thank you.
Come on in the
thank
world, prophet.
Thank you. Father God, I just thank you right now today for your love and your sovereignty, Lord. And we begin to just draw closer to you in all of this because, Lord, you have the answers. And we thank you, Lord, that we are representative of you in this earth. And I thank you, Lord, today that I'm praying for leaders all over the globe as it pertains to our position, our calling, and our purpose in you and our identity in you
yes.
to be redefined. I thank you, Lord, today for you creating new places in our hearts and in our communities and neighborhoods and schools and churches and ministries, whether they're virtual or whether they're brick and mortar. Unity,
yes,
that we begin
Lord,
to look at this areas of unity and discipleship and all the things that you've
yes.
called us to, Lord, to revisit that
yes.
once again and to see what you're
yes.
saying in light of the things that are going on in this world. I thank you, Lord, today that you help us to be in places, Father God, of humility, because I believe that this is also a time to learn more of you, to come take of your yoke and your burden and learn of you again. I thank you, Lord, today that the level of outreach as it pertains to what's going on in our world today, that we don't get stuck on things that we have become emotionally tied to, but that our hearts and our minds are for the things that you are saying. I need you to pay attention to this. I need you to pay attention to this right now. I need you to get prepared. I need you to get in a place where you get skillful and godly wisdom about these things, to draw them wherever we are. And that we have the eyes of the Lord, we have the mind of Christ, and that we begin to utilize it and value it in a different way than we have before. The world should be coming in. We can't be getting our context from the world and from the news and from media. Our context comes from your holy word. And I thank you, Lord, today that it is holy and is valuable. Yes. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is fire. It is to purify. And so those of us that are called to the field, those of us that know who we are, we don't struggle with identity. We don't struggle with purpose. Father God, once again, encourage us, strengthen us, sharpen us how you need to, develop us as you have always will. You have not stopped being God just because stuff is going on in this world. You have stopped being who you are. You have not stopped calling us to who we are supposed to be. And I thank you, Lord, today for new levels in the name of Jesus Christ, new levels of unity. New levels where we need to forgive one another. New levels of unity where we can face and despite all these differences that we begin to draw together on purpose. And not just because we're all Christians, on purpose and in intention. So, Father God, that is my prayer tonight, and I thank you for Spirit Alive and many ministries liking on what we're doing here virtually. But I also thank you, Father God, today that those churches and those ministries, Father God, that they struggle, that we find different ministries, to para-ministries to come up under, that they come up under other ministries, that they lay aside the weight and the sin that gets in the way of your purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Ooh, thank hallelujah. You. Okay, I got Holy Ghost goosebumps on that one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Apostle, I did. She, that sister just prayed that prayer. Y'all praying up here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wait a minute. I just got to take a praise break. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're so good, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 All right. We are going to have our dear Apostle Zeta Flowers come forth at this time. Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you tonight. I thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. I thank you for this time, for this corporate prayer, us coming together, Lord, hallelujah, lifting you up, hallelujah, but also looking to you and depending on you, Lord, for your help, hallelujah, in this cruel world. Oh, God, remember, hallelujah, your people everywhere, everywhere that are suffering, hallelujah, from these crimes and all of the things that are happening. And Lord, we come against the spirit of anger tonight, the spirit of unforgiveness, because that's where a lot of it comes from. God, and people are so eager to take vengeance, hallelujah, over situations, hallelujah, and harming innocent people, innocent children. You know, and we just pray, Lord, that you will just send forth more laborers in your vineyard, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just pray for tonight, for laborers, more laborers, hallelujah, in the vineyard, hallelujah. People are not being reached like they should be, hallelujah. People are not being saved in numbers that they should be. And so, Lord, I just pray that that we continue to do our part, hallelujah, that we continue to reach out, that we continue to reach those and lead them, Lord, into prayer of forgiveness and help them to accept you, Lord, in the pardoning of
Lord,
their sins,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But Lord, we need more laborers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Laborers, Lord, that are together, hallelujah, with you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that understand, hallelujah, what they're really for, here for. Oh, God, in the name
Thank
of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that others will be, more will be reached, more will know about you, hallelujah,
Lord.
That
yes,
hearts
Lord.
Will be turned around, hallelujah, that hearts will be
yes.
healed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and those, Lord, that have hurt others, I mean, those that have been hurt tend to want to hurt others. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would heal the hurts of those,
Thanks.
Lord,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
That are still suffering from things that they have gone through. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
yes,
that they won't continue to hurt the innocent. Hallelujah, that they won't continue to want to hurt someone because they've been hurt. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And then, Lord, we pray that we pray for those that have hurt others, the perpetrators, we pray for them, Lord, in the name of
Lord,
Jesus, that they will get the help that they need. Hallelujah. That they will turn, hallelujah, from their evil ways, from their wickedness,
Lord.
They
need
in the name of Jesus,
yes.
that they will want to be different, hallelujah, from the ones that mistreated them, from the ones that hurt them, hallelujah.
You,
so we pray, Lord, that you would just touch those hearts in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and help leaders everywhere to be demonstrators, hallelujah, of the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, that they would go forth, hallelujah, in our communities, our cities, and across the country. Hallelujah, allowing others to know that we have the love of Jesus in our hearts, and not only do we have it, but we're expressing it, hallelujah, toward others,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, so that they can know and that they can feel the love, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that they will really know, hallelujah, that he loves them by the way that we entreat them, by the way we express our love toward them and the things that we are willing to do for them.
Jesus,
hallelujah, to go that extra mile, hallelujah, put ourselves, separate ourselves, hallelujah, to help somebody else from the things that we think that we need to do for us. Hallelujah, help us, Lord, hallelujah, to bear the cross. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to pick up our cross daily. Hallelujah, to die daily. Hallelujah, and be all that you have called us to be. Hallelujah, so that we can be effective. Hallelujah, so that we will see a difference in
Lord.
The world. In Jesus' name. And we just praise you tonight. Hallelujah, because as someone said earlier, hallelujah, you are healing. You are saving.
Yes,
hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know, Lord, that that you love everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we just pray, Lord, that others, hallelujah, will come to know you in greater numbers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the crime rate will be low. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we will see less crimes committed in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just pray that you would, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I just lost my thought. But Father God, I just pray that you will strengthen, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Even more of us coming together. In corporate prayer, hallelujah, in our own personal prayers, hallelujah, that we will be more equipped, more empowered, hallelujah, to intercede on the behalf of others that so greatly need you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
All right. Last but not least, because before we leave you tonight, I'm going to go back through the house and have each of the servant leaders just give everybody a charge. I want them to think of some things that they would want us all to pray for over the week, and we're going to carry that with us throughout this week, and we're going to keep it lifted up in prayer. But now, last
Thank
but not
you.
Least, Hallelujah. Our bishop. Hallelujah. Bishop Lester Carver. Come on in the room and let the Lord use you in his own special way, sir.
Thank you.
Is the word of Apostle Cook?
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening, God. I thank you for your goodness and your graciousness toward us, God. Father, I thank you for your mercy in our life, God. Father, I thank you for you giving us humble hearts so that we can serve others effectively, God.
Jesus.
Thank you for us being able to share our true testimony of deliverance others so that they can see how you can use it also, so that we can show them how we were once your enemies. And you restored us to the
Lord. Yes, Jesus.
You accomplished through your son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Thank you.
For everyone else. And Father, I thank you for how you paid for all of my sins and all of everyone else's sins with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for the physical wholeness that you paid for with the broken body of your son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you for us walking in the fullness of that wholeness, God, so that we can truly testify of your goodness and win others to you, God. Father, I thank you for your hedge of protection around all of those that you called before the foundations of the world to be your children, God. Father, I thank you for your presence in their life, God. I thank you for your hedge of protection around them, God. Father, I thank you for you bringing them into a fullness of a relationship with you so that they can be in your presence, God. Father, I thank you for your master plan being fulfilled of you dwelling with your people and your people dwelling with you, God. Father, I thank you for you giving us a desire to make that come to pass by winning these souls for the kingdom intentionally, God. Father, you let us see others who are looking for you, God. Father, allow us to demonstrate your power in the earth, God. Allow signs, miracles, and wonders to follow us because we really do believe, God. Father, I thank you for you elevating our level of trust, God, our level of confidence, God, our level of faith in you to manifest so that signs, miracles, and wonders can follow us, God, and so that we can lead others into producing signs, miracles, and wonders in their life as well, God.
Yes, Lord.
As it is to you, as it can be for others, God, as we begin to manifest your power in the earth, God. Father, I thank you for all of your word that you've given us so that we don't have any question or doubt in what we do, God. Allow us to be bold. Allow us to be confident. Allow us to be intentional, God. Father, I thank you for you producing the unlimited fruit in our life, God, so that your love, your joy, your peace, and your gentleness, and your meekness, and your kindness, and your patience, and your faithfulness, and your self-control.
Yes, Lord.
Manifest in all of our lives.
See
the real difference between your children and the children of the devil, God. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to be known throughout the earth, God. Father, I thank you for your fame to be known throughout the earth, God. Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, to be known throughout the earth, God.
Yes.
So that people really make him their master, God, and then be presented to your throne boldly, God, and confidently, God, so that they can receive your grace and your mercy daily, just as we receive your glory, grace
Lord.
And mercy
come
daily,
on,
God.
Come on, bishop.
Among your
thank
people,
you,
God,
Lord.
For the love that exists among us right now to increase exponentially in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
what
amen.
Beautiful, beautiful
amen.
Prayers.
Amen.
What beautiful prayers.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I just come once again before your throne of grace, just thanking you. Not just for what you do, but for who you are, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We come together just thanking you for being Elohim, creator of all things. We know that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, Father God. And we know that you don't miss not one detail about us. Lord, we just want to thank you for being Father El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Lord, no matter what is going on in this world, we know that you will supply our needs according to your riches and glory. Why? Because you have declared and decreed you would, Lord God. And you have said in your holy word that if we praise you through it all, Father God, if we trust you and commit our ways unto you, Father God, that you would give us the delights of our heart. So, Father God,
God.
Yes,
we just
yes,
praise
yes.
you for providing what we need and giving us what we want.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
you don't do
yes.
it willy-nilly, Father God. You do it with purpose so that we might
thank
grow,
you.
So that we might be a
yes.
blessing to others. And, Lord, we yes. just want to thank you. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the God that
mm.
sees and provides our every need before we
yes,
even know
Lord.
That we need
yes.
them. Hallelujah. We
yes.
thank you for being Jehovah Sabaoth. You show up, Lord
yes.
God. When you show up, you
yes.
show up with a hope.
Yes.
So, Lord, we have
yes.
nothing to fear. We have nothing
mm.
to worry about. You are our protector. You are our banner.
Yes.
You are easy.
Yes,
and we just praise you, Father God.
Mm.
Now, Lord God, I come standing in agreement with every one of these anointed servant leaders. I stand in agreement with my sister Tina as she prayed for those
Jesus.
Who are in need of mental health or their
yes.
the mental health
yes.
has failed them, Father God.
Yes.
Yes,
Jesus.
They need your help, Lord God. They need
yes.
their brokenness to be healed. We pray, Lord God,
mm-hmm.
that they would just allow you to step in
mm-hmm.
and to take charge,
mm-hmm.
Father, because we know that you're a gentleman. You don't force yourself
mm-hmm.
on anyone.
Yes.
Lord God, we would
yes.
just pray that they would have the mindset, just a
yes,
moment
Lord.
Of clarity, so that they might receive you. I stand with my mother, Mother Shirley Mitchell, Lord God, just praying that we would come up a little higher, just thanking you for forgiveness of sin, Father God, just thanking you that you're growing us from glory to glory, oh God. I stand,
yes.
hallelujah, with my sister, Pastor Vanessa, as she cries out to the servant leaders to be what God called us to be what you called us to be,
yes.
oh God. It's not about our agendas. It's not about making a name for ourselves. It's not about
thank
being heard, oh God, but it is about
you.
Praising
yes.
you, worshiping
praise
you.
God.
Our lives should
yes.
be a living testament
yes.
to who you
yes.
are, Father God. You have called us
yes.
to called us and sent us to lead and to lead with dignity and in integrity, Father God. You have called us to lead, Lord God, though as Jesus leads us. My Lord and my God, it is time
yes.
for us to come up, all of us to come up out of ourselves, Lord, and set aside every weight that will separate us from you, Father God. We need to get really
yes.
real and get right before you come
yes.
back to call us home, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This thing called hell is a real place, Lord God, and we have too
yes,
many people that are calling themselves by your name, living holy with a twist. There are no twists in your kingdom, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So I pray that your people who are called by your name will truly learn to walk in holiness. It is still in the Bible.
Yes.
I pray that we would want to live a righteous life because righteousness is still in the Bible. I pray, Lord God, that we would begin to train up our young women and young men once again how to be virtuous, how to be young men of valor. We have forgotten, Lord God, how to pass your mantle. We are forgetting, Father God, that children will not know unless we teach them. So I pray for parents tonight,
yes.
oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray
yes.
for those teachers. I pray for mentors. I pray for those aunties and grandmamas and madias tonight.
Yes.
May they be not ashamed of the gospel and stand on your word and teach precept upon precept. Because it is the right thing to do. Let us go back to the old landmarks, Father God, where we loved one another, took care of one another, looked out for one another. We were a
yes.
village, Lord God.
Thank you.
We need to be a village again.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. So, Lord God, I just want to let you know I stand with Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah. I just pray that even more that we would become the kind of servant leaders where we would equip people so that they might be called and sent. So that laborers can be developed, nurtured, hallelujah, trained up.
Thank you.
So that even more people will come to know you. Lord God,
Lord,
we just praise you. We just magnify you. We just glorify
yes.
you and we just thank you. For all that you are and for all that you do. I thank you for Spirit Alive. I thank you for every anointed servant leader that you have sent because they represent answered prayer. I thank you for their heart set and their mindset. I thank you for this demonstration of love and unity that we have every time, Lord God, we come together. And, Lord, we pray for other bodies of believers to experience this same love and to experience this same unity because, Lord, it is then that you are glorified. It is then that you are magnified. So, Lord, I just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise, and I want to thank you for these servant leaders and the servant leaders that will come after me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. I see we have Apostle Jay Leon in the house. So we will let her go ahead on and get her prayer in as the Holy Spirit leads. Amen. Good evening, Apostle Jay. Come on. We're going to let you come on in the house and pray.
Yes. Good evening. I was rushing from work to just get on here. I was trying to listen while we were at work. I would have been shouting. So they would have been listening, but it would have been a witness. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I want to stand in a gap for a hedge of protection. Looking at what happened with the children and spoken in my spirit how with the grandmother she represented the past and with the one the children was the present and the children were the future. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare a hedge of protection, a firewall of protection in the blood of Jesus. Father God, over our children, over the elderly, over this generation, Father God, and the future generation.
Lord.
We bind the murderous spirit of Cain committed back in the beginning of the Bible. And Father God, we know that that first murder released a spirit. So we bind that spirit. And Father God, we also bind the murderous spirit of Herod, Father God. Because there was a Herod spirit that was trying to take out the future leaders, the future prophets, the future apostles, the future elders and demon slayers and intercessors. But Father God, we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and that are called according to your purpose. Father God, we just thank you right now for bringing strength to their families, Father God, and teaching us as leaders to go into our communities. And even if we can't go into the schools and pray, but to pray in front of the school, to pray at the entrance, Father God, to teach the mothers and the fathers to pray for their children before they go to school, to pray over them, Father God, to lay hands upon them, to pray for their teachers, oh God, the administrators.
Yeah.
Father God, we pray for this technology system that is teaching children how Satan has gotten intertwined in it. We rebuke it. We reject it. Every plot that the enemy has, every demonic seed, we decree and declare crop failure to it right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name
every
of
plan
Jesus.
Of Satan. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We remove you from the high places. And Father God, snatch him down in the name of Jesus and remove him from those seats. Remove the spirit, the satanic and the demonic spirits, the spirit of Herod, the spirit of Cain, those spirits of Jezebel and Delilah, Father God. Remove those spirits, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those Haman spirits, Father God, those Laban spirits, in the name of Jesus. Cast them out, oh God, and break those teeth that they now sit in, Father
Lord
God. Break their teeth into pieces, oh God. Strip them of their authority, oh God. And we repent right now for allowing the society to take you out of the school system. We repent now, Father God.
In the name of Jesus, Father God.
We're asking right now for that you would just put us in position that we would stand no matter what, no matter what the politicians say, no matter what the ungodly laws say, because
thank
it is taking our children. It is trying to destroy the future.
Yeah.
But we know that you created heaven and earth. You see the ending of a thing greater than the beginning of a thing. We know that nothing happens unless you allow it. So we thank you for your sovereignty in all of these things, oh God. We thank you for the peace and the strength, oh God. We thank you that, Father God, that the enemy still has no victory in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Father
Thank
God.
You,
we praise you, Father God, for everything that happened there, oh God, according to Romans 8:28, Father God. It's going to work out for your good because we decree and declare that people are going to come to know you. They're going to seek you for salvation.
You.
There's going to be a
yes.
thirst for righteousness and a thirst for holiness,
yes,
oh God.
Hallelujah.
The communities
yes,
will
Lord.
Come together, oh God, and they will stand
yes,
together
Lord.
And they will make up the head, Father God. When you look for them, when you look to and fro across earth, you're going to see those people standing together, making up the hedge, oh God, that there'll be no breaches that the enemy can come in and sip
yes.
our children as we, oh God, that the wolves, Father God, will not come in and devour our children and our teachers
yes.
and our administrators, Father God, and I
yes,
decree and declare
Lord.
That every teacher from this moment on, from this night on this prayer call, Father God, that they will become holy, that they will have a thirst for righteousness, that they will start
yes.
teaching their children the word of the
Thank
Lord,
you.
And they will pray
yes,
over
Lord.
Their classroom,
yes.
that they will
Thank
pray over the children
yes.
and the parents,
yes,
they
Lord.
Will pray over the principals
Thank
and the school boards
yes.
and the mayors,
yes.
Father God. And we decree
yes.
and declare
yes,
safety. Father God, in our own
Thank
homes,
you.
In our own families,
yes.
Father God,
Thank
upon this network
yes.
and everyone connected to this network, Father, we decree and declare a blood covering, Father God, not
yes,
just over
Lord.
Our bodies, but our spirit and
yes.
our mind.
Yes.
It's not in the gun laws,
yes.
Father God. It's not in gun recession. It is in the principal. We're not fighting the gun laws. We're fighting the principalities, Father God.
Yes.
It's spiritual wickedness
yes,
in the womb
Lord.
Of darkness.
Yes, Lord.
This
Thank
is
Lord.
Not a physical thing.
Say
it's
that.
A spiritual
Say
thing that.
That
is manifested
yes,
in the natural.
Lord,
so, Lord
Jesus.
God, we decree and declare, and we take dominion. We take authority, we take
yes,
power,
sir.
And we subdue this enemy. We bind this spirit of murder. We bind this spirit that is killing, stealing, and destroying our future and our children. Children should not be afraid to go to school. So, Father, we thank
Amen.
You that now
Amen.
Your guardian
Amen.
Angels have
Amen.
Been deployed. Your
yes,
warring
Lord.
Angels have been deployed and sent
yes,
and assigned, Father God, in the
yes.
name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of the natural. Lord God, as we sleep tonight, Father God, cover our homes.
Yes,
any enemy
Lord,
tries
Lord.
To come against us, oh God.
We know you are the queen of
the
Lord.
We don't worry
yes.
about Satan no more, Father God.
Bad
but teach us
Thank
to pray
Thank
fervently.
You.
Teach us to
yes,
stay on
Lord.
The walls, oh
you
God. Because we have, I'm guilty. I'm guilty.
Yes.
I have not been on my post, oh God. So teach us to get back on the walls because it is
yes.
the prayers of the righteous. That availeth much.
Well,
and Father,
yes.
you said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, Father God. And that's what we need. We need righteousness, as Apostle Shirley said. We
Thank
need
you.
Holiness, not just because
yes,
it's in
Lord.
The Bible, but
yes,
because
Lord.
It is of you, Father
Thank
God,
you.
Because it is of
yeah.
you. So let there be a thirst for righteousness, and let it start in our schools where they remove
yes,
you, Father
Lord.
God,
Thank
and
please,
each other
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Where they took the Ten Commandments out of government, Father God, we want them on every doorknob in the name of Jesus.
Thank
People will
yes.
walk in reciting it, oh God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus. And Father, no matter where we go, we decree and declare safety and protection. Father God, we will not live in fear.
That's right.
We will not be afraid
yes.
because in your
Amen.
Bible, 365 times you said, fear not. So we bind the enemy trying to bring fear upon us as a people to be
Thank
afraid
you.
To go places, to be afraid to say Jesus, to be afraid to call upon the name of the Lord, because he knows when they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Shall
Lord,
be
we
saved.
Thank
yes.
you right now. I thank you for Apostle Cook,
Thank
for
you,
Apostle
Lord.
Zeta Flowers, for every minister, pastor, apostle, bishop, preacher, teacher, motherboard,
Thank
whoever,
you,
and all
yes,
that elder that is connected to this ministry. Father God, I decree and declare that we stand together according
yes.
to your word, according to your will
yes.
and your anointed purpose, because that's who we are and that's who we will remain. And as Apostle Charlene said, until the ones that you will pass the baton from us to them, oh God, we are praying for our future leaders. And Satan,
yes.
you have been given notice.
Thank
Eject
you.
Him.
Yes.
Campus his assignment, and when they gather together with their ungodly counsel, Father, bring confusion to their counsel, and let
yes.
them come in and help them to each other.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for these mighty prayer warriors, intercessors, servant leaders. Hallelujah. 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 I just praise God for their love, our love of God's people. And they're not ashamed to come out and to pray, you know. So I said before we get out of here, I'm going to go back through the house, and I want every servant leader, you know, our young people in the chat room, they like assignments, okay? So you want an assignment, I'm going to give you one. Hallelujah. Okay, Apostle is, you know, she likes to accommodate. So I'm going to go back through the room, and I'm going to ask each of the servant leaders to give a charge. Give us one thing that you want us to keep before us in prayer this week. Minister Tina, one thing that you would want us all to just keep lifted up in prayer this week.
I would actually like for everyone to pray for my Uncle Peter, who just turned 80, who's back in the hospital. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to be praying for Uncle Peter, everybody. All right. All right, Bishop Carver, give us a charge to continue to pray about this week.
This week, I would like everyone to pray for mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and grandfathers.
All right. Amen. Mother Mitchell, give us one thing. Give us a charge to pray for something this week.
I would just like to charge the world to step up a little bit higher. Pray for your kids. Talk to your kids. Love on your kids. Let them know that they are valuable and they have value. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I love you too. Pastor Vanessa.
I'd like for the Spirit of Life family to keep those who have special assignments in the body of Christ that don't look like any assignment they've ever had, and to allow the Lord to be creative in their life and come in, and then, you know, just for those who have the special assignments, that they follow through with their assignment. God needs all hands on deck.
Amen. Now, that's a good one right there. That's a good one right there. Okay. Apostle Zeta, give us a prayer request. Give us a prayer charge for the week, please, ma'am.
Yes. One of my charges is that we pray for leaders, fallen leaders, but also false leaders, false teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Prophets, because, you know, we're just seeing a lot of it. The Bible speaks of it that we would see it.
Yes.
So
Amen.
that would be mine. Also, to pray for our monthly healing and miracle service.
Amen,
yes.
Mother Apostle. We'll get that
Saturday.
Ending up in prayer.
So
that's coming Saturday. Amen.
We just had it this past Saturday.
We just had it. Well, we're going to continue. We're going to pray that it continues. Amen.
Yeah. Every month.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
And Apostle Jay, give us a prayer charge for the week.
My prayer charge will be for God to release laborers that would have the heart of obedience and the heart that's after him. So that we can bring in this kingdom harvest, that we can bring in this kingdom harvest, and that we have even more of a thirst for righteousness than ever before.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes,
Jesus.
That's beautiful. Well, we just want to thank, first and foremost, I want to thank all the beautiful servant leaders here that joined me tonight, Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Bishop Lester Carver,
Pastor Vanessa Carver, and of course, Apostle J. Leon Travis. On behalf of myself and the entire Spirit Alive family, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week and that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. We love you. And so, we love you, and so does the Lord. God bless. Good night, everybody.
Amen.
You guys were so beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you. You were awesome. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
I love you. All of you. God bless you.
Amen. We love you.